Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. Happy New Year, everybody. We're just about ready to put this puppy to bed. 2008, get it behind us. And Kim Castle is going to help us do that. Kim is co-founder of the Brand You Workshop. She's the co-author of the outstanding book, Why Brand You? Big Business Success, No Matter Your Size. And she's our good friend. Kim Castle, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's a delight to be here, and it's a delight to welcome in the new year with you.
Are you ready for 2008 to be in the history books? Are you ready to,
are you ready to wrap that puppy up
and put it behind us?
Oh, I am so ready for it. I cannot, and I'm sure I'm not alone, everybody. This has been a doozy of a year for people, hasn't it?
I'm calling it the year of the whiplashes.
Yeah.
And you know, I know I've been saying this quite a lot lately, but it's actually something that happened almost a year ago. I started telling everybody that the 2008 was going to be the year that we lived the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Politically
and economically, this has been the year of. I mean, you know what I think, Kim? I think we're all a little bit exhausted about 2008.
I mean, look at
what we went through with the presidential elections.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what we went through with the economics, the marketplace, the Wall Street things, all that. I mean, this has been an exhausting year, hasn't it?
I think for two reasons, actually. I think that people have been kind of hyping and overextending the truth. I mean, I started in the .com. Remember,
they
crashed. I mean, people were kind of hyperbole.
Yep.
And they got outside of the real core integrity of their business.
It was
things were propped up, and the people became very separate from what it is they really represent in their business, is what we always call a brand, and that very core reason your business exists. And it is exhausting to kind of hold something up rather than build something at the core level and have that core hold you up. And then second, I think, Jim, people are exhausted because of fear.
Yeah.
It's exhausting to hold that fear.
Mm-hmm. So you actually think that we're this has been a multi-year buildup of things that we've held to be that we told were the case that weren't the case.
Yeah.
Like the prosperity, part of the prosperity was the result of the Fed's accommodative money supply practices.
It was
and part of it was the fact that a lot of people got to buy houses that couldn't afford them and things like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, it was false. There's this false positive or prosperity.
The bubble thing.
And it's not meaning that prosperity isn't real, but the way that they built it was false.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to do the work to really build something.
Right, right.
And people were kind of on this ride, I think, also on top of that from a small business standpoint.
Yep.
People got over-marketed and just kind of pushed and pushed and pushed and waved the banner of prosperity, and rather than really getting to the core of what their business is and what the solution they're providing and how the impact that they're having on people's lives, you have to put that first. When you put that first, the money is always flowing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think small business owners, I think Main Street wasn't as much a part of that, and here's why. Kim, if you and I don't deliver value in our transactions, if what we deliver isn't real, it gets found out real quick, and we just don't have a customer anymore.
Absolutely.
But there are people, there are sectors of the economy, of the marketplace, of our society. There are sectors that have the ability through the media, through technology, through just their sheer critical mass, they have the ability to create something that's not real. It's just kind of like a bad souffle.
Yeah, I think also because from a small business standpoint, we look at all the people selling us marketing, selling us tools, and we look, mm-hmm. you know, from a modeling standpoint, you look at what they do and you go, hey, I'm gonna follow suit. They must be successful. I'm going to do it like they do
mm-hmm.
it, putting the power outside of themselves,
yeah.
you know, really pushing the features and benefits angle of, like, the same features and benefits that, you know, the guy next door is doing, even
right.
though they're selling a different product, and they got far away. I've been saying, like, you're a sage sometimes with your wisdom. I too have been saying for about 3 years that people are no longer just buying features and benefits. They're buying beliefs.
Yeah.
And it has never been a more important time to rise above the fear, to get down to the real core of the beliefs of your brand and communicate that and allow that to pull you through so that you don't get stuck in fear.
Hold on to that thought, Kim. This is good stuff, folks. Kim Kessel is our guest. We come back, I'm going to ask Kim to apply these profound thoughts and very accurate ones, I think, over our, let's apply this to our work in 2009. It's 20 till. Stay with us. A little bit of Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with Joe Cocker and Kim Kessel. It doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year. Coming up, we're putting this puppy to bed, and boy, howdy, am I ready to get it behind me. But, you know, and by the way, folks, Kim Kessel is with us. She's co-founder of Brand U Workshops. Kim, go ahead and give us that website while you're here.
Sure. It's Brand U. That's B-R-A-N-D, the letter U.com. And we just added something there, Jim. We're actually helping people get started on their brand, a $2,500 program, absolutely free.
Wow.
BrandU.com.
So check that out, folks. I like that. I like that opportunity. But, you know, Kim, we got to be careful. We don't want to wish our lives away. You know, I know we're glad to see 2008 behind us, but you know, you can't. And I know this may not land all that comfortably on some people, but you can't appreciate the vistas. You can't appreciate the mountaintops if you've never been to the valley. And so I think I told my employees here in my company, my folks here, people I work for. I told them, I said, you know what, the day will come when you will be able to look back and say, you know what, I lived through 2008. I saw that year. I saw what it was. And this is what I learned from it. And mm-hmm. what we learned in 2008, Kim, can be invaluable for the rest of our lives. What do you think?
Absolutely. And if you think that you can just look to 2009 and think that it's behind you and you don't do things to resolve what you learn, you know, and really get clear about what it is, it will trail you into 2009. You have to really, everything you've experienced does add up to a place of power if you assess it and learn from it, as you said.
Right, absolutely. And one of the things that I think is really important, and we've been talking a little bit about this for the last few weeks, and I want to get you to weigh in on this, and that is what you said a minute ago about what we really stand for. What a small business must really stand for, what it does actually stand for, is its brand. It's mm-hmm. not the sign. It's not the name. It's not the tagline. It's right. not the logo. What the company stands for is the brand, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And has there ever been a more important time than in 2009 when we have to not only know beyond a shadow of a doubt what we stand for, but to be able to communicate that?
Absolutely, and it really gets down to the core beliefs of why you started your business, you know, what continues to drive you, you know, that real belief in knowing that you're solving something for someone. It's care. It's writing that, you remember that movie, what was it, Mel Gibson movie, The Patriot, I think, when
oh, yeah.
riding through the forest.
Oh, yeah, with a blue face.
Yeah. With the big banner riding mm-hmm. through to the last battle. I mean, it's that kind of feeling that's, and you know, I want to love to add, Jim, is people are like upset about consumer confidence. Actually, your consumers are looking to you for confidence.
That's right.
And if you don't own it, they're not going to believe it.
So you can't go. You can't become a caveman, can you? You can't go into your cave. You got to stay out there in front of them, don't you?
Absolutely. Continue your marketing. Continue, you know, putting your message out there. You just got to do it smarter.
What about letting them know that you know what, that they're concerned, that you know that they've got certain issues, you know that they're watching every penny, et cetera, et cetera. What about just being honest about that kind of thing and making that part of your message? What do you think?
Absolutely. I think it's being honest about what you're experiencing, not from the, hey, you know, I'm afraid and I just let 20 employees go, but mm-hmm. really have a conversation. It's not so much about, like, revealing everything that's going on inside. It's really having a conversation, connecting with your customers and finding out what they're feeling and echoing it back. You understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you understand what they're feeling.
And when we know that as tough as... And see, we already know the first half of 2009, at least, is going to be, from an economy standpoint, is going to be... It looks like it's going to be a tough time, first mm-hmm. few months of the year.
Sure.
So, but we also know that somebody's going to buy something from somebody somewhere right now.
There's plenty of people making a lot of money right now.
That's right. And so if you know that... Then all you got to do is get in front of them, and let your brand shine,
mm-hmm.
which is the genuineness, the truth that you were talking about, and let them know that your business, your place of business, is a place where people empathize with them. Is that important?
I mean, that is important. That you, it's not so much you empathize; it's you understand what they're feeling. You understand what their fears, and in order to do that, you've got to get your own fears under control. We we call it clearing the path, or your mental conditioning. As an entrepreneur, small business owner, what you think and that kind of vibe that you put off covers everything. And if you don't,
and that's the toxicity, isn't it?
Pardon me?
That's where the toxic stuff is.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a reliable way to clear those thoughts that are limiting you, stopping you, I mean, it's you know, in a recession, there are businesses over the last many years, in a recession, businesses explode because they keep moving forward. And that's why everybody else is pulling back.
So much of our brand is the, you know, what we stand for. If what we stand for has become fear, then mm-hmm. that's failure waiting to happen, isn't it?
Absolutely, you're creative.
So how do we turn that around? How do we run our businesses, even though we are fearful? And you know what? Some of the things that people are afraid of, some of the fear in small businesses' lives, are real. Customers aren't paying. You know, there's some real stuff out there.
Absolutely.
When we come back after these messages, I want you to talk to us about that.
Absolutely.
I want you to talk to us about how to deal with the reality, folks, in a positive way. It's 10 till. Kim Castle can do that, by the way. She will on the other side of these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Chicago to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Well, just go there and you can find my blog there. You can find my knowledge base, Ask Jim, there. AskJim.biz is there. The blog is jimsblog.biz. It's there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out all the things that are there, that are free, will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including Kim Castle's words of wisdom that she's deposited with us over the years. Kim is our good friend and our guest right now. Kim, as we went to the break, you were going to tell us how to root this fear out of our brand, leveraging the taking of our brand to the marketplace to get people to understand that we understand what's going on and that we're a place to find solutions. But first, we got to get out of our own way. You know what Pogo said? We have seen the enemy, and he is us. We got to slay that, don't we?
Absolutely. Oprah says, "What is the? It is not the thing that you fear that has the power. It is fear itself that has power."
Yeah. How do we get around? There's a lot of that going on right now, and some of it is, frankly, Kim, we got to be honest. Some of the fear that small business owners have is justified.
Well, it's scary. I mean, there's all that we put our power outside of ourselves into government, into the mortgage business, to all these big companies thinking that they had something that we didn't. And it is the opposite. You actually have the power as a small business owner. You're closer to the customer. You're closer to the ground. You can run faster. You're more facile. And I think the important thing is not to, and it's, and you start, and then you start putting your power in the customer, thinking, oh, you know, if they don't buy from me, then I'm, my business is closed. You actually have to lead the charge and realize that the fears that you're thinking, first of all, is natural. You don't want to, like, beat yourself up for having the fear. It's actually more important that that fear can actually be turned around and actually be put into action for your business to actually help you take action. It's one of the things that we do. We have a process called Clearing the Path where we go through these four steps that, or actually five steps that switch any thought of limit, anything that's holding you back. You can actually get to the very root of what that is. Pull it out and actually put a new action in its place.
Wow.
And actually keep you moving without missing a heartbeat. So it's important that you don't beat yourself up for having fear. It's to acknowledge that you can't let it stop you. It's time to make it work for you.
That's brandu.com, right?
Absolutely. Well,
brand the letter u.com.
There's actually another website for everybody for this because working with fear is a little bit off the brand beaten path. It's called clearingthepath.com. Clearing the path that you can actually find out about.
But see, I think I disagree with you about that, Kim. I think for small businesses, I think you're right if we were talking about Nike, but for small businesses, we are the brand.
Absolutely.
Our employees are the brand. When people think of our brands, they don't think of our tagline or our product. They think about the faces of the people who serve them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if the last time they saw that face, there was fear on that face, that doesn't make them want to come back.
Well, you know, it's funny. When we've been working with entrepreneurs and small business owners for the last almost 6 years, and we start every single person we start working with, developing the brand, we start from this fear process. Because there's going to be, regardless if it's a recession or, you know, going in and getting your $2 million investment from an angel fund, there's always going to be a level of fear coming at you. And if you do not have a way to process it and you get it out of the way instantly, it's going to come up and grab you at some point.
Well, and the truth is, though, there's another thing about fear. And I've written about this over the last few years, Kim. Fear actually can be a motivator.
Fear
can be a valuable tool because sometimes fear is giving you good advice.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially you have to be able to make sure that you're managing it, and you're managing it with the fear-fighting tools, which is some of the things you're talking about, but also with education, with preparation, with experience, with those kinds of things. You manage it, but you don't let it control you.
Absolutely. And a lot of times people are afraid of the unknown, which is the craziest thing because it's unknown. It could be something really great.
That's the part right now that's getting a lot of people, and it's the part that we can't do anything about.
Right. And the only thing that you can do something about is to not let fear get in your way and actually turn it to work for you so that you're constantly taking action and getting into the core of the beliefs of your brand.
Give us those two websites again, please.
Sure. BrandU, B-R-A-N-D, the letter U.com, and then that's where the $2,500 program that you can get for free, and clearingthepath.com.
Clearingthepath.com. Kim, this has been great. I feel better myself. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy New Year. We'll see you next time. Kim Castle, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, how about that one? Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.